Hello?
Hi, is Mark there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Mark, this is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from Jewelers. How are you?
Oh, yeah, good. I'm all right. How are you?
Listen, you dropped off a diamond here the other day and wanted us to set it in a platinum band for. When do you need this ring by?
I'm proposing to my girlfriend tomorrow night.
All right. Well, we sort of lost that diamond.
The what?
We kind of lost your diamond.
How do you lose a diamond?
Well, you know, it's kind of small, and So I'm guessing it got dropped on the floor, and the cleaning crew vacuumed it up or something. Because things like that have happened before.
It's happened before.
Yeah, it has, especially with these smaller, less valuable diamonds. It happens, you know.
Whoa! You've got to be kidding me.
You ever heard the saying, out of crisis comes opportunity? I think I've got...
What do you suggest I do?
You are...
What opportunity do you see here?
You are in luck, because right now, for a one-time fee of $2,500, I'm willing to upgrade you to a one-carat diamond with better cut and clarity than what...
You lost my diamond, and now you're trying to upsell me with some bull. I'm not going to buy that.
Hey, I get it. You don't make a lot of money, do you?
That's irrelevant.
Well, no, okay.
You lost my diamond.
How about this? I've got a beautiful red ruby for $700.
Whoa, yeah.
You want to get
that? Wow, that's real great. Yep.
So you want that? You want me to go with the ruby then?
No, I don't want to go with the ruby. I was being sarcastic.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, it is really a great gemstone. I mean...
Dude, I am freaking out here because I am supposed to propose to my girlfriend in less than 24 hours and you lost my diamond ring and you don't seem like you give a shit about it.
And my bad, I completely forgot to congratulate you.
What?
Well, for proposing, that's a big deal. Congratulations. I'm sorry, I should have started off that way.
Thank you. But what am I gonna do?
Well, I told you, I have a ring. Give her the ruby. That's my advice.
You lost my diamond ring. You need to find that thing, and you need to give me a free upgrade.
So you just want me to give you a free diamond then? Is what you're telling me?
Yeah, because you lost mine.
Sir, I can't do that. I mean, these diamonds are very expensive.
Is this some kind of sales thing that you do? Like some kind of scam?
No, sir. Hey, if you're not interested in the ruby, which I think you're making a mistake there. I'm just being honest. I can tell I'm not going to be able to get you into anything better than the diamond that you brought in. You're just not interested.
No, you're not. Okay. You're not. I'm done with this conversation. I'm coming down there and
perfect.
I want my diamond.
Perfect. Hey, come on in. I also want you to check out this beautiful Mother's Day pendant that we just got in. You're going to like it.
Stop trying to sell me shit. I want my diamond. I'm coming down there, and I want it.
Okay, well, I'm going on break here in the next hour, so I won't be around when you get here.
No, I'm coming down there, and I want to talk to you, and I want my diamond.
If I'm not here when you get in, just tell him that Jubal sent you, okay?
Wait, what?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your girlfriend Fernanda set you up, actually.
Wait a minute. How does she know about anything?
She says she found a jewelry receipt in your pocket and knows that you're planning to propose to her.
This whole thing is ruined.
Hey, I should let you know that she is planning on saying yes, though, when you actually do decide to do it.
I'm glad. Well, it's not a surprise anymore.
I'm glad I could ruin it on both ends for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.